Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Speaking of good threads, hello, how are you, Penny?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you in the studio. And we're continuing with the glam rock thing, aren't we?
Yeah, it's actually quite massive.
It just keeps going.
Just keeps on trucking.
For anybody who's missed it in the last couple of weeks, Penny's been bringing us fashion from various glamorous rock stars across the ages. And who are you bringing us this morning?
I don't know if I'm going to call them glamorous. That's so mean, isn't it? We're going to talk about Kiss.
Kiss. They have got probably one of the more iconic looks out there.
Yeah. And what's quite interesting about them is that it, as Roxy Music was, but maybe even more on the spectrum of they were very art directed and it was all a premise because they decided that they were going to form a band. They'd already been in bands. They formed Kiss in 1973 in New York, but they wanted to be famous, and like their outlandish kind of costumes and things like that were the things that were going to make people remember them, as well as the music. And so that's, you know, they just decided that they were just going to create these characters. So they created, Paul Stanley was Starchild.
Starchild.
Starchild. Gene Simmons was the Demon. And apparently he was inspired by the devil in Night on Bald Mountain, which I didn't know, but also a Marvel comic character.
Oh, okay.
Starchild was originally, was inspired by the Lone Ranger, but changed
his look a little bit.
Yeah, Ace Frehley was Spaceman or Space Ace, because he believed he was from outer space.
Good on you.
And Peter Criss was Catman, because he believed he had 9 lives like a cat.
So they kind of created these characters and they came up with these looks. I'm not going to lie, I know more about what they look like than what they sound like.
Yeah.
Kiss has never really featured much in my musical growing up. But maybe that's kind of part of the point as well, is they became iconic in a visual sense too.
Yeah, because, I mean, their stage shows, I mean, for people who don't know Kiss, they were wearing black and silver. These guys were like over 6 feet tall, so they, you know, they were very masculine men that were dressed up like they did come from outer space.
The platform boots are quite something, aren't they?
Yeah, apparently they weigh quite a lot.
Wow, like, okay.
I read an interview with one of the wardrobe mistresses, and she can only carry one pair of boots at a time because they're so heavy.
Wow.
Because they'd be ginormous.
Because, yeah,
you know,
huge.
People that are over 6 feet have large feet. And, you know, like Gene Simmons would be, you know, spewing up blood. He was fire throwing. You know, this whole stage presence was like quite massive. And she was saying that she spends a lot of time showering the costumes down and things like that.
Just hosing them off out the back of the...
Yeah, but Kiss, the band, kind of came up with those characters themselves, and they were very heavily influenced by the British invasion, which seems really strange, but they were. What they liked about it was the concept around, like, you knew who were Beatles fans and you knew who the Stones fans were.
Right.
Because of the fact that, you know, of the way they dressed.
That tribalism.
So that's, you know, that's quite interesting. Of course, Alice Cooper and Arthur Brown had already worn a lot of makeup. But it was this thing about them always wanting to be superstars and outlandish. And their costume designer, Larry Legaspi, had designed costumes for... he had started out with making costumes for the members of La Belle. And remembering at this time, like, Star Wars was coming to prominence. So space was very important. You know, I mean, Star Wars a little bit later, but Larry Legaspi was known for space deco. So he was kind of doing futuristic
space deco
in 1930s, which is quite interesting when you think about Roxy Music being kind of space futuristic, but 1950s, you know, so it's kind of always lending back to those older
eras. It is interesting. When space comes into fashion, it does always have this, like, retro kind of thing. So it's like people from the past's vision of the future.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing, eh?
Yeah. And that's, I guess, like, you think about, like, deco. Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's wearing, like, robes, like he's a Japanese samurai or something like that.
Yeah,
you know? And So this designer, he designed for Kiss, Grace Jones, George Clinton and Funkadelic. So if you know those bands, you know that those costumes were really way out there.
I always associate Funkadelic with massive shoulders as well. Yeah. Big shoulders. Kind of like Kiss. They have a lot of pointy shoulders going on.
Yeah, well, you know, like at one stage people thought that the ideal kind of like body type for a man was to have quite wide shoulders and then go into a V.
Triangle, yeah. An upside down triangle.
Yeah, and so, you know, that kind of really exaggerated that kind of look.
Mm.
They have always had wardrobe managers or mistresses, as you know, in theatre. Laurie Greenan was their wardrobe manager from 1976 until like the early 80s, and she was the only female that went on tour with them.
Wow.
Crazy, eh?
Wow.
They did unmask.
Take off the face paint, basically.
So they were kind of like dressed as Kiss for about 10 years, and then 1983 they did like an unmasked tour, I think it was called.
Does anyone like remember that, or was that sort of one of those things that got forgotten in time?
No, I think that it was remembered because they had new members like as well, and their fans were outraged.
Oh, it's like when Bob Dylan went electric.
Yeah, it was an outrage.
Kiss took their makeup off.
Yeah, and then they reformed because they have had quite a few kind of personnel changes. They reformed in 1996 with full costume and makeup and did an intro to Tupac Shakur at the 38th Grammy Awards.
Whoa.
And nobody knows why. They just thought it was really random. But maybe it was to announce a world tour. But they're very, very successful.
Yeah. And they have kind of like made people's Halloween costumes very easy for a lot of years, haven't they?
I looked up and you can buy a Gene Simmons, like the demon costume for, I think it's like 450 New Zealand dollars.
So and that's it's probably very, like a very legit one, yeah. I imagine. Yeah.
And it's made me think, Halloween.
Halloween. True goth Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play a little bit of Kiss. Probably not the full track. I feel it's a bit early maybe for a whole Kiss moment. We're going to play Detroit Rock City. Who are you going to bring us next week? Have you had any thoughts on that yet?
I have, but I'm going to keep
that a secret. Ooh. If you guys do have any favourite glamorous bands that you'd like Penny to do a bit of fashion investigating into, you can text them through as well and we'll pass them on. If any of them are good,
yep,
Penny will pick some, I'm sure.
And I guess like our resident kind of expert in Kiss. So...
That's always the way. Is Jules. Jules is our resident expert in Kiss. He's a real Kiss legend. All right, we are going to play Detroit Rock City. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us some more fantastic glam fashion.
Thanks.
I'm losing your voice. Much Penelope Noir for bringing us Kiss this morning on Glam Fashion. Good suggestions already coming in. Somebody says maybe Gary Newman and Glam and NZ could be interesting. Alistair Riddell might be a good one as well, so we'll pass those on. Thanks again to Penny. You can hear her this afternoon on the 1 to 4.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.